Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm joined today by Adam Burke, who is the president and CEO of Los Angeles Tourism and Convention Board. On a personal note, Adam and I actually worked together for Hilton Honors when I first came to the United States about 20 years ago. Can you believe it? Adam, for nearly 16 years now at New Leaf, we've really focused on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. And I just wondered what would be your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best. But please start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Adam, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
I appreciate it. And Paul, it's brilliant to see you again. It's, on the one hand, it seems like no time has gone by, our gray hair notwithstanding, but it's wonderful to reconnect. So Los Angeles Tourism and Convention Board is a nonprofit organization. We're a 501c6, so we are a nonprofit membership-based, essentially trade association for the travel and tourism industry in Los Angeles. Our mission is very much about community. Our mission statement is to improve the quality of life for all Angelenos through the economic and community benefits of tourism. And the reason I say that is, you know, we can talk about the number of visitors we bring and the amount of economic impact. At the end of the day, there are so many things that tourism does for a community. If you think about what it does for job creation, if you think about what it does in terms of having these incredible facilities like right behind me, SoFi Stadium, you know, a huge driver of that is going to be an influx of visitors to Los Angeles. So, you know, one of the things I think we're proudest of is that we have the privilege of representing over 1,000 member businesses across the greater LA travel and tourism space. And in short, our function is to promote Los Angeles as one of the premier global destinations for leisure travel and for professional meetings and events. In terms of leadership, I guess the first thing I would say is just commit yourself to lifelong learning. I continue to learn something new, hopefully every day, every week, every month. And I think that means just remaining open to as many diverse perspectives as possible. I think what the past couple of years have borne out is that those organizations and individuals who are going to be most successful are those who can be most adaptable. It's certainly been a truism that, you know, the only constant is change. And while we may not be able to control it, we can certainly control our reaction to it. So the first thing I would just say is, you know, we all should continue to commit ourselves to lifelong learning. I think a big part of that, there's obviously been a lot of discussion in the last couple of years about diversity, equity, and inclusion. But I think one of the important things is thinking about inclusion even more broadly than some of the ways that's traditionally discussed. Mm-hmm. Certainly involves things like race, ethnicity, gender identity, sexual orientation. But beyond that, when I talk about building an inclusive organization, I think what I've appreciated most over the years has been where I've had environments where I've been the opportunity to bring my whole self to work. And what I mean by that is every one of us have different things that we can contribute to an organization. And so often, I think companies have a tendency to buttonhole you in a particular role, in a particular function. And I think because we're all running leaner these days, we cannot afford to leave any talent on the table. So to me, one of the hallmarks of successful leadership is building a truly inclusive team where you really work hard to break down silos within the organization and really focus on cross-functional collaboration. And I think part of that means creating an environment of trust where people feel comfortable that ideas are valued for their merit, not their source. So it doesn't matter if an idea is coming from someone at the C level or an entry level position. It doesn't matter if someone in marketing has an idea about sales, if someone in sales has an idea about finance. I think we're to a point where we need to think much more holistically about our businesses. So the idea of building an inclusive organization means a few things to me. The first thing is, as much as possible, really hire not just for talent, but for cultural fit. I am a big believer in the old Peter Drucker quote that culture eats strategy for breakfast. And when you look at some of the Gallup organization's work around team member engagement, the reality is the vast majority of companies, their team members are not engaged. So for those organizations that can figure out how to really engage their teams, that's a massive sustainable competitive advantage. So I think part of that is trying to push decision-making authority further down into the organization. Probably the simplest way I would say it is hire the most talented people you can who have both a high degree of skill, but more importantly, incredibly high EQ. One of the things I think, and you're well familiar with it, and I know you teach this to a lot of your clients, is there is unfortunately no correlation between IQ and professional success. There are brilliant people who are horrible business people. By contrast, there is a very direct correlation that's been proven quantifiably between EQ, emotional intelligence, and professional success. And I think the most encouraging thing is they've also proven that because of neuroplasticity, EQ can be taught. Emotional intelligence can be an acquired skill. So I would say it's hiring for not just aptitude, but attitude, EQ, and cultural fit within the organization. And then really empower people and get out of their way. You know, I think particularly if we look at a millennial and Gen Z audience, I've heard a lot of people say, we don't know how to work with Gen Z and millennials. Well, I think that's an excuse. You know, I've actually found younger members of our team to be highly motivated. I found them to be incredibly hardworking and passionate. What I think is important to recognize, though, is for a younger generation, what they're looking for is professional growth. And that certainly some of that means being able to move up in an organization. But I think what they're really talking about is, again, lifelong learning. They want to be in an organization that invests in their continued growth and development. So I think that means, again, empowering people to take on situational leadership roles, compositing cross-functional working groups so that people have an opportunity to learn more broadly about the business and not just execute strategy, but also help to develop and articulate those strategies. And I think probably one of the core concepts that to me is the underpinning to this is strengths. I know you and I have done work on this together at Hilton, but you know, for those who may not be as familiar with it, kind of the progenitors of this were people like Marcus Buckingham and Barry Conchie through the Gallup organization. And if you want to, it's an old book, but it holds just as true today. Now go discover your strengths. Gallup over 30 years has a ton of quantifiable research behind this. They define strengths very differently than most organizations. And they draw the distinction between a strength and a skill. And their point is that a skill is something you may have aptitude for, but you can find it utterly draining. And I think we all have things like this, where we have the aptitude to do something well, but it's the last thing we want to do. We're always shunting it to the side, and it tires us out. A strength, by contrast, is not just something where you have aptitude, but the more you do it, the more it feeds you. In short, the more you do it, the more you want to do it. So the idea of strengths is, how can you find those things that really energize you? Because what the Gallup's research has found is most organizations focus on the, yes, you did a good job in these areas, but what you really need to do is shore up your weaknesses. And what they found is you can spend as much time as you want trying to work on things that are not strengths, and you may eke out just marginal returns on that investment. But if instead you as an individual and as an organization focus on leveraging strengths, that pays off exponentially. So one of the things we're really trying to invest in at LA Tourism is, how do we build a strength-based organization? Because if you put strengths at the center of everything you do, that speaks to everything from professional development to cross-functional collaboration to succession planning. And I think it just creates an environment where, again, kind of bringing it back full circle, a strength-based organization is an inclusive organization. And it's where really people can feel comfortable bringing their whole self to work.
That's brilliant. Well, Adam, on behalf of everyone who watches these, and as you know, they've become immensely popular, I just want to say a big thank you for your very clear and pragmatic suggestions from your real world experience. And just on a personal level, Adam, it's just so good to see you again. And thanks for all the work that you're doing in our backyard. I mean, as you know, we're both lovers of Los Angeles. So thanks ever so much, Adam.
No, my pleasure, and congratulations. Been so thrilled to see how successful the practice has become. And, you know, as a lifelong learner, enjoy seeing your content. So thank you for having me on, Paul.
Thanks, Adam.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.